Blog Talk Radio.
How did I make it all these years? How did I make it this far? Through the valleys and over the hills, I know it had to be God. How did I make it through the storm? How did I make it through the rain? If you wanna know just how I feel, it's so easy to explain. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. I made it this far. By the grace of God. God's grace. It was God's grace. It's amazing grace. God's grace. I made it this far. By the grace of God. Lord, I thank you for how you brought me. How you brought me through the night. Lord, you kept me and you never left me. You stood by my side. There were so many times when I came so close. Oh man, death, he tried to take me in. So the reason I'm here is not hard for me to see. In fact, it's so easy for me to explain. It was God's grace. God's grace. God's grace. It was God's grace. God's grace.
God's grace. God's grace.
By the grace of God. I remember the time when I strayed away. Even though I knew the word, still I would obey. For God's mercy and His grace stay with me and brought me all the way.
Well, I made it.
I need to tell you, it was by his grace. God's grace. And I want to tell you, it is sufficient. It is adequate. The grace of God is sufficient. And it was by his grace. That's what it was by. It was by his grace. You were able to awaken this morning. And you understand my voice. I want to tell you, it's only because of the grace of God. It's by his grace are we saved. It's through your faith, but by his grace. And your faith is lines up with the word of God, because the word of God is your faith. That is your substance. See, phone, see how we became one? Hallelujah. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to have a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into today's lesson, bless God. Hallelujah. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our heart. Your Word says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. So we come, Father God, thanking you for your word, because it's in your word, Father God, that we learn who we are and whose we are. So I thank you for it. I praise you for it. I thank you, Father God, for those that are asking for prayer. We put ourselves in agreement with them according to the scripture. And we're according to your word, Father God. I thank you right now, Heavenly Father, that they will submit themselves to your word and declare that by your stripes they are healed. Hallelujah. Let it happen, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We also pray for our country. We pray for those that are struggling with the word. And Father God, we just ask you to illuminate that word. Let it become an awesome word, a word of not only edification, but a word, Father God, that is straight from you. And they'll know that it came from you. I thank you for it. Pray right now, Heavenly Father, that you will open up the floodgates and allow your spirit to flow. Allow your spirit to flow through this word and through this Bible study here. Now, Father God, we ask these and all blessings, we ask them in Christ's name and for his face, we do pray. And everybody agreed with this prayer, said amen and amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to play just a little bit of this song that says, this ain't no ordinary song. It says, this ain't no ordinary subject. This, you're not no ordinary people, and you have to know that. You have to know what the word say you are and what the word say you are. So I want to play a little bit of this song, and then we're going to get into today's lesson. So bear with me for a moment while I key this up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary world.
the God of servants greater than the ordinary. So I'm going to give them all I have to the Lord. Come on, help me say
this ain't no ordinary.
Remember who you are and whose you are. You are what the Word of God declares that you are, and you have to walk in that. Hallelujah. That's some notes, some things I want to make note of before I go any further. And that is, brothers and sisters, you have to remember that this is about your eternal life. This is God's vision, and it should be your vision. Your vision should be God's vision. We're not going to speak on that a lot today. We're going to speak on that another time. But trust me, your vision should be God's vision. So I want to make a note of that. Also, I want to make note that you have been granted access, okay? God give you access, not to anything, but to his kingdom. You have become one of the accepted in Christ. And you need to acknowledge that you are what the Word of God say you are. You have God inside mind. And why? Because you have faith. And that is your victory. Faith is your victory. And what we've been talking about this week is about the reality of the new creation. And I want to start by saying 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. And behold, all things had become new. And it's important that we understand that like that. It's so important that you understand that God made you like this. Ephesians 2. It was God's will. It wasn't our will, but it was God's will. And I want to tell you right now, brothers and sisters, don't allow people to be mad at your confidence, because they will get offended because of their insecurity. So I just wanted to put that out there like that. And this is about our eternal redemption. And I'm going to say that a couple of times, but that's what it's about. It's about our eternal redemption. Now, over in Colossians 2:5, because I want you to know you're on a solid, let me make this real plain. Brothers and sisters, the truth is the Word of God. Okay, it doesn't get any plainer than that. You want to know the truth? It's not what you feel. It's not even what you think. The truth is the word of God. And so the things that you basing everything on happens to be the word of God. So I read over here in Colossians 2 and 5 that says, though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and steadfastness of your faith in Christ. I'm going to go to the sixth verse. As ye have Jesus, the Lord, so ye in walk ye in him. Let me make sure we got that. The 16th verse, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus, Lord, Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk ye in him. You know you done received Christ? Walk in him. Walk in the things of Christ. Hallelujah. So, for though you know you have received Christ, walk in it. Delight yourself in it. That's the thing God wants us to do. Delight ourselves in the word of God. How you do that? By being rooted, built up in him, steadfast in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Stay in that word day and night, night and day. No matter what's going on, stay in the word of God. Because you're going to have people who's going to try to get you out of there. You're going to have people who's going to try to get you off your place from the word of God. Hallelujah. But you stay steadfast. Then he says this in Philippians 1:27. It's something I want y'all to pay close attention to. Because I want you to know it's solid. You have a solid front. It was predestined through the intelligence of Christ, through the intelligence of God, through the intelligence of your confession of what they were in Christ. And when we go over here to Philippians, y'all bear along with me. You go in Philippians. I think I want to go to Philippians 1, 27 and 28. Now, why is this so important? Because you want to know that you are on a solid foundation. And that has nothing to do with a building. That has all to do with the word of God. You know that you're on a solid foundation because you're what the word of God say you are. Well, okay. And in the 27th verse, it says, only let our conversation be as becoming the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in the spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. And the 28th verse reads like this, and in nothing terrified by your adversary, which is to them an event token of prediction, but to you of salvation and that of God. Listen, brother and sister, it doesn't get any better than that. Hallelujah. As far as your salvation is concerned, as far as your belief is concerned, bless God, doesn't get any better than that. You're on a solid front. That 28th verse, really, it illustrates how beautiful our front is when you read it. Your faithfulness will be to them as sure token in putting destruction, but to you it will be a sure token of your salvation. Man, what can be more better than you having a sure thing? The word of God is a sure token for you. So that's what he's saying in that 28th verse. The Philippian believers had a hard battle. The church was located in the person keeper's home. It had come into being when Paul and Silas were in prison. And you all remember when they was in prison and the angels had to come and break them out of jail. I'll just preach a message, jailbreak. You got angels to break you out too. But he came and broke them out. Hallelujah. In the Philippi jail. And God had set them free in such a miraculous way that the keeper had turned to God and the church. Remember, they were going to kill themselves. Remember what Acts says? Acts 16:11-34. Read it when you get a chance. They had to put a soldier front of Satan. And when you understand the way it was done, I was trying to find the scripture. But anyway, you have a solid front because you are a new creation. You're what the word of God say you are, okay? So whatever the word of God declare and decree that you are, that's what you are. You are a new creature. All things certainly has passed away. So the church in Philippi was at a place where they were just overwhelmed by religion and by people. So Paul had to set them straight with the good news. Only let the lives you live be worthy of the good news of Christ. Stop listening to the bad news. The Bible said, therefore, now is no condemnation to them that are in Christ. So in order that whether I come, remember what Paul said, in order that I come and see you, or else I'm absent here of you, I may let you know that because of Christ in you, because of Christ in you, which is the hope of glory, you can rest assured on that. That's solid, brothers and sisters. It's solid. You have to know that you have a solid front even before the devil. You have to let the devil know that greater is he that is in you than the he that's in the world. You have an absolutely overwhelming scriptures to stand on. That becomes your faith. I like what Hebrews 5:12-14 says. For although, or he says consider, I think I'll go over here to the, y'all bear with me here. My computer jumped up for a moment. I'm going to go to Hebrews 5. Praise God. 5:12, those that are reading along with us, Hebrews 5:12. And I'm going to read to the 14th verse, 12, Hebrews 5, verses 12 through 14. It reads like this. When the time that ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teaches you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such a have need of milk and not strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age. Even those who are reason of the use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Everybody can't discern what's good and evil. The word of God is what is your solid foundation. That's what you have to stand on. You got to put it above what you feel and what you think. See, a baby like to go by what it feels and what it thinks. That's how a baby operate. That's how baby Christians operate. If they can't see it through the optical nerve, they don't believe in it. You got a lot of believers, they have to touch it. They have to feel it. They're still babes when they can't believe what the word of God says. If God say your sin has been taken care of, why you going to argue with him? Why you going to debate with him? When he says in 2 Corinthians 5:21, he made him who knew no sin to become sin for you. Your debt is paid. Stop being a baby. Grow up and say, you know what? That's what the word say. That's what I'm standing on. The word of God says in 1 Corinthians 3:16 and also 1 Corinthians 3:19, it says, you are a temple of the Holy Spirit. So you say what the word of God say. If the word of God says in 2 Peter 1:4 that you are the partakers of the divine nature, you don't question that. You think, Lord, what? How do I know that I have that divine nature? Because you have the divine word. When that word is living in you, the Holy Ghost in you and that word make it a divine nature. You are new creatures. So therefore, you should see things from a new perspective. How I know that? Because 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, that old things are passed away. Old folks used to say, get shut of it. It's gone. It's a bye-bye thing for as you're concerned. You are new now. So therefore, you're to walk in the newness of life. Let's not us forget what God said over in Ephesians 2:10. You are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good work. Not Jesus Christ, but Christ Jesus. That's not a misprint. That's the spirit. When you got born again, you became a new creature. New. Old things are passed away. All the Old Testament, everything pertaining to old is passed away. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. So if you want to walk in God's righteousness, Christ is the end of the law. So therefore, you don't need to take the blood of a bull or the or oxes, or the ashes of a heifer. No, you use the blood of Christ. Listen, brothers and sisters, let me make this real plain to you. Everything you're walking in is the grace of God if you're a new creation. You cannot get around that. It is the grace of God. Now, we have more than just grace to be saved by. This will last through eternity. That grace that you're living on right now is going to last through eternity. When you read the book of Revelation, the last chapter, the last verse, it's talking about grace. It didn't stop there. That's what you need. It's sufficient. It's adequate. The grace of God is able to raise your spirit from the dead just like he raised Christ from the dead. That grace is able to make you a royal priesthood. That grace is able to make you a holy nation. You have to agree with the word of God. You don't have to just start agreeing with the word of God. If that's what he called you, that's what you are. When your husband calls you honey, you ought to call her sweetheart. When your wife calls you a sweetheart, you ought to call her honey. Just agree. Yeah, baby, I'm that. Hallelujah. I'm all of that. Yeah. Well, that's all God wants us to do, to agree with him. That he haven't stopped that plan from Genesis. His plan's still the same. What God vision for us is about our eternal life. That's what we're doing right now. We're getting eternally ready. Jesus didn't come here just to spend 33 years here. No, he came here so we could have eternal life. He broke everything that would hinder us from having eternal life. And we have eternal redemption now. Our redemption go beyond just being saved. We have eternal redemption. Well, you have to agree with the word of God and say, yes, Lord, you made Christ to be our eternal redemption. Thank you for it. I'm going to live according to that. See, that's what the new creation give you. The new creation give you eternal redemption. And you have to stand in that. It goes beyond just a simple theological viewpoint. It goes beyond that. Justification that Christ made was in the spirit. Don't make me go there. But you remember in Colossians 1:18, and he is the head of the body, the church. And I'm not talking about no local church. I'm talking about the body of Christ, who is the beginning of the firstborn from the dead. And in all things, in everything, listen, brothers and sisters, he was the first. He's not the only. We have to die out of self and live unto eternity. So that's why you have dual citizenship. You're seated at the right-hand side. Well, I don't see it, Pastor. I don't get it. No, you know why? Because you don't want to see it the way God sees it. He's the one called you there. So you got a choice here. You're going to either believe what the Word of God say about you, or you're going to believe the world's way of thinking. The world's way of thinking is what you feel, what you think, or what they call you. You can't believe all that stuff, man. You got to make up in your mind today that you're going to believe every word that God has said. That's what you're living by. That's what Matthew 4:4 and Luke 4:4 says. That's what you're living by. You're not going to change now. Too late. You're living by the word of God. If you're going to be serious about this thing, let's be serious, bless God. So if you're living by that, and that's what he called you, that's who you listen to. You don't listen to your past. You don't listen to what folks used to say about you. No, it's what God said about you right now. He called you out of darkness into the marvelous light, which is his word. He chose you, and I got receipts now. I got receipts. He chose you before the foundation of the world, according to Ephesians 1:4. You've been chosen. You don't even have no choice in the matter, except you're going to say yay or nay. And if you say yay, then you start agreeing with the word of God in everything, pleading for his church. Because I'm going to tell y'all right now, I'm going to tell somebody a word right now. Lord telling me to tell you. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm going to tell you what the Lord put in my spirit. He put some stuff in my spirit, and he told me to let you know. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye that believe in God, believe also in me. See, what God have for you, please listen, it is for you. And God ain't never, never, ever took your mail and give it to somebody else. That's not the kind of mailman God is. He knows where it goes to. So what he has for you, he ain't finna give it to somebody else. If God got a house for you, it's yours. Ain't a devil in hell can stop it. I was telling my daughter this morning that God had told me I could have this house. I spoke to him, man. Asked him about it. God said, it's yours. Bring your RV, park it, mark the territory. It's yours. Kind of remind me of the children of Israel. They had to march around there. See, some things you have to do. Faith without works is dead. You have to act on something. But if God done promised you something, stand on it. Don't get off of it now because it looked bad. Oh, the situation looked bleak. Look at Sarah. She it's 25 years. God, I've been coming to you. She ought to be pregnant by now. No, he stood on that. Sarah got disheartened. But the Bible says in Romans 4, Abraham didn't even straddle the fish when it came down to believing God. He didn't struggle with that. God done said it. I'm standing on it. See, and one other thing I'm telling you, too, that I think is important, the Lord telling me to tell somebody. Once you've learned that God will do it for you, stop debating with him. Then look back over where he brought you. Look back over your past. Look over what happened in your life. And you know, being like me, you've been in some situation. If it hadn't been for God, it would never happen. And it was only because of God and his grace. Listen, brothers and sisters, God have advertised to you. Preach. I'm trying to do the best I can. God done advertised to you he is a healer. God done advertised to you he is a deliverer. God have advertised to you he's greater than your job. He's advertised to you. When you was without, he made sure you have. And God advertised you that he's been that brother and he's been that friend. He's been that friend closer than a brother. So since God then gave you all this advertisement, believe him. Trust him. Question him. Lord, I know you did it for this. Are you going to do it for me? I don't have a problem with that. He said, try me. God wants you to know he's on your side, and you need to know that you're on God's side. And so you stick with what the word of God says, especially when it comes to revelation knowledge, which everybody don't want to believe, but there is revelation knowledge. There is a side of grace, and we'll probably talk about next week, and that's the revelation of grace. See, all we ever hear about God's grace is sufficient. Well, if it's adequate, not just one time, throughout your whole life. And there's revelation there. And you need to know it. You need to see what the revelation of the grace of God is. He been there. I mean, I think it's awesome that he made Jesus to be our sin. So if Jesus became our sin, what did I get? I got his righteousness. Well, you got to know how to keep that. You got to know how to confess that. And if you ignore that, then it's not yours. But if you embrace that and say, yes, I receive the grace of God, that yes, for by grace have I been saved. But it's through faith. It's through your faith that not of yourself now. It is the gift of God. Now, remember what that word just said. You may want to underline that. It's a gift. All gifts you have to receive. If you don't receive it, it's not yours. The gift is yours because you received it. When it comes to who you are in Christ, you receive that gift just like you receive your salvation. You receive it by faith. So no man can glory. We only glory in Christ, brothers and sisters. Well, I'm going to leave it there until the review for Sunday. We come to a point that anybody have any comments, anything you want to share, you may do so at this time. Anybody have anything? Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Listen, brothers and sisters, everybody doesn't have the revelation knowledge. I'm telling you, when I think about what revelation knowledge is, I'm always reminded of when Jesus and John was here on earth. John had revelation knowledge. The other people, they were just being religious. When John said, I'm going to show you the revelation. Look, I want to show you what revelation knowledge is. When John said, behold, the Lamb of God, who come to take away the sins of the world. Guess what they were looking for? When they said lamb, immediately they thought of a four-footed beast. And then John said something like, I'm not worthy to unlace his shoes. Well, then they go, well, wait a minute. Don't no lamb have shoes? See, that was revelation knowledge. They wasn't ready for it. They still looking for a four-footed beast that they could take to Jerusalem and get the blood and give it to the priest, and the priest give it to the high priest. They didn't know the Lamb of God was in their presence. That's where it became revelation knowledge. It was revealed to them. Just like I'm telling you, it's been revealed. You're what the Word of God say. That's what revelation knowledge is. You ain't got a hope for this anymore. Overseer did a good job on last night talking about revelation knowledge. That's what we need, brothers and sisters. That's where we need to live at, right in the revelation knowledge. When he said, I can do all things through Christ, brothers and sisters, that ought to be revelation knowledge. Never before did the church was allowed to do all things through Christ. That's what revelation knowledge is. You can do all things through Christ. That's when you're going to believe in it. You're going to trust in him. Righteousness is yours because of revelation knowledge. Righteousness, yes, it's yours. It's mine. Know that you died with Christ. Well, you were crucified with him. You died with him, and you've been resurrected with him. That's revelation knowledge. Know that you can honestly declare that you're a child of God. You can honestly declare that you're part of the ministry of reconciliation. You can honestly declare that you are a citizen of heaven. You are seated in the right hand of God right now because you're in Christ. Oh, I got receipts. Philippians 3:20, Ephesians 2:6. Yeah. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Anyone else? Thank God for revelation knowledge. Thank God for you overseer. All right. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Okay. If not, we're going to see you all Sunday for the review. Hallelujah. Meanwhile, stay blessed.